It is 1 o'clock, and I have Michael Monroe here in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks.
So glad to have you in. Michael Monroe, down from Grand Marais, is playing this afternoon in this beautiful summer afternoon, Wednesday, market day in the plaza at UMD here. So you can shop and get some music all at once. Welcome back. I know you've played the market day in the plaza before.
Yeah, it's fun. Well, I look forward to all those outdoor gigs in the summertime.
It really is nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Michael's going to start us off with a track from his latest disc. His latest is Live at the Cedar, recorded at the Cedar Cultural Center. The song is If, here on KUMD, Michael Monroe.
If I were perfect, I'd be done. If I were human, we'd be one. If I were happy, I'd have fun. If I'm just whining, is this art? If I don't stop, I won't have to start. If it's all a movie, I'm just playing my part. Can I keep this body? Can I trade it in when I'm done for another one just like the other one? I want to give it another run. If I weren't frozen, I'd be alive. If I start walking, I'll arrive. If I get tired, I might ride. If I don't die, I will survive. If I survive, I might just thrive. If I can thrive, then I can fly. How long can I keep this body? Can I trade it in the end for something completely different? I want to begin again. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Pain, is there still gain? If I'm not crazy, am I sane? If everything goes down the drain, if it's not hell, then is this heaven? If I'm not there, well, where am I then? If I can bring my dogs, I'll be happy. Body, can I trade it in when I'm done for a species who will drop in the ocean on a planet round a purple sun?
Great ending there. A little bit about mortality.
Yeah. Yeah. And a little bit about knowing that you're never quite ever gonna get it perfectly right. And the fun is just keeping at it and enjoying and improving and
discovering new things. Because for a while there, I was going, no, I'm just not measuring up, you know. And it's easy to hear criticism or from your own head mostly. And then to just go, wait a minute, you know, I'm not here to prove anything to anybody. I'm just going to have some good time with it.
Excellent. So you obviously write your own songs.
Yeah.
All of them?
I do a few by other people because there's artists that I've respected for years that have been really influential to me in my guitar learning style and my writing style. So, and there's just some things that have
been
written that you just can't improve on or...
Right.
So it's fun to mix it up.
Well, you have a new album out.
Yeah.
Come out this spring, Michael Monroe Live at the Cedar.
Yes.
Talk about the show or, you know, the recording or how did that come about and how do you feel about it?
Well, I did a live album a bunch of years ago called Abandon My Own Mind. And that was a mixture of songs from my first few albums. And I wanted to do a live version of the newer stuff that I've been doing from my Simple Life album and Winter Song album and If album, and also just because the live version is always a little different, you know.
Yeah.
And I when I record something, it's usually shortly after I've written it or within the year, and then after you've played it for a few years, it takes on its own life and becomes something new. And so to do the live version is a lot of fun. So I made this grand plan. I love the Cedar Cultural Center, and I did 2 years ago I played there, and I thought this would be a great venue to record in.
Yeah.
So when I did my return visit in last December 6th, I decided I'm going to record the whole show and do an album. And I told everybody this, and then I realized like 2 days before, wow, anything could go wrong. And I've made all these promises. But I just kind of regrouped and went, you know, I've been doing this forever. And these songs I've been doing for years, it's going to feel great. I love the audience. They love me. Everything's going to work great. So brought in all my gear, and my good friend Scott Melcho, who's a recording engineer and musician, ran all the gear.
Yeah.
And then I did the show and also had a guest artist, Noah Hain, incredible harmonica player. And he played on that If song. And so his the version on the album is really fun with his energy of harmonica.
Oh, nice.
And he played on a ballad as well from my Winter Song. And everything went really smoothly. And so then it was just up to me to take it all home and mix it down. And
sometimes things do go as planned.
Yes. Isn't that cool? Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, welcome. You know, I just want to ask about the guitar. You have just an amazing guitar. In fact, a couple of them. And they are rather unique. Homemade? What's the story?
Are. Yeah, David Seaton, who's an amazing luthier, happens to live in Grand Marais. He lives up the Gunflint Trail, and in the summertime he's running Hungry Jack Outfitters and thinking of designs and different ways he could do things with guitars. And so in the wintertime, then he can focus in on that. And so I have four of his guitars now, and I'm looking at maybe a fifth, which... I don't really need, but he does such great work that I want it, and it would serve another purpose. So,
right.
So I have this sort of traditionally sounding dreadnought guitar, but it's called Flamenca del Rosa, and this is the first one I bought from him, and totally fell in love with his work because it's asymmetrical design. They sound and play beautifully. I mean, I've played some really expensive, wonderful Martins and Guilds and stuff, and I think it's a very subjective thing. It's how an instrument resonates with you and how you resonate with it. And as soon as I picked this guitar up, I was in love and had to have it. So then we started talking about other designs, and he built a baritone and a tenor guitar for me, and then a beautiful classical MIDI guitar.
Is that lighter one that you had? Is that the baritone?
That's the baritone.
Yeah, just a little bit bigger. Kind of looks like that bass guitar type.
Yeah, yeah. It actually has an acoustic bass string on the lowest string placement.
Well, let's hear another tune. And,
sure.
What'll it be?
Well, we talked about doing songs by other people, and this is one that was written by Cat Stevens, and he's one of my heroes, and I learned a bunch of his songs early on, and it sort of developed my guitar style in a way. So this is called Moonshadow. ¶¶ I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my hands, lose my plow, lose my lands, oh, if I ever lose my hands, oh, if I won't have to work no more. And if I ever lose my eyes, if my colors all run dry, oh, if I ever lose my eyes, oh, if I won't have to cry no more. I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my legs, I won't moan and I won't beg. Oh, if I ever lose my legs, oh, if I won't have to walk no more. And if I ever lose my mouth, all my teeth, north and south, oh, if I ever lose my mouth, oh, if I won't have to talk. Well, did it take long to find me? I asked the faithful light. And did it take long to find me? And are you gonna stay the night? I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow.
Kind of some sad parts in that song, too.
Yeah, I debated whether I should learn that song or not. It's an up-feeling song about, you know, things that you never want to happen to
right.
you.
That's what I was thinking. Like, wait, I've heard this song a million times, but lose my legs.
Yeah. So I just kind of looked at it as no matter what's going wrong, there's always something good happening.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just looking at your schedule, and it is jam-packed. You play constantly, don't you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, it's a good balance because we book a lot of gigs in a row because we, in traveling, going down to the cities and so forth, it's good to consolidate. And then we get to spend time up north in my log cabin and do recording and writing and hiking. And
good combo.
Yeah, it is.
Well, what do you got in August that you're really looking forward to?
Oh, well, let's see. Today is going to be fun, right at the Marketplace. And one of my favorite gigs that I do is Lake Harriet Bandshell.
Oh, nice.
Down in the Twin Cities. I've been doing that for decades. And
that's on the 13th, it looks like.
No, it's on the 8th.
Oh, you're right. I'm looking at the wrong one. Harriet Bandshell, the 8th, and yep. That is next Saturday.
Yeah, it is.
Next Saturday. Wow. I was looking at the Hudson Bandshell.
Yeah, Hudson is a lot of fun, too, because that's right on the river there.
Yeah, what a beautiful setting, I bet.
Lake Harriet Bandshell now, though, has become Deborah's and my anniversary gig because we got married at the last gig I did there like a year ago.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. We've known each other for 39 years. And we've been together for 19 years. So, 37
wow.
years. We've been together for 19. And
so you met in 1972?
After, yeah. So we finally decided that it's working. And why not get married? And so we invited everybody to the Harriet Bandshell, did a little 10-minute ceremony, and that was our wedding.
Perfect. What such a beautiful place.
Oh, it is.
We have time for one more? Are you going to switch it up? He's switching up that to the baritone. And it's such a neat guitar. It is just a beautiful flat face, no hole. And I thought, well, how is this going to resonate? And it's up top.
Yeah, he puts the sound hole now on all of his guitars, pretty much. He's putting it on the upper side so that the face of the guitar is completely whole. And this is a baritone. It's tuned down to a B-flat. And it just has a beautifully rich sound. I love this one.
Beautiful. Well, what are you going to play on this one now that you switched it up?
This one is called As It Should Be. Hey, all of these three songs are on the new live album, too.
Excellent.
Yeah.
The new Live at the Cedar. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Live at the Cedar.
Live at the Cedar.
Michael Monroe, Live at the Cedar. Excellent. Deb always says, don't forget to say it's Michael Monroe Live at...
It could be someone else. And all that information is on michaelmonroe.info. .info. That's what I thought. I'm like, well, I never heard of .info.
Yeah, there's a lot of us.
Excellent.
Yeah, there's a different Michael Monroe on .com. He's a rock and roller from Finland.
Oh, wow.
And he got there first, so I went to info.
Excellent.
Rather than changing my name.
Right. A little bit tough in this business, changing your name and all. Although Prince did it.
He did. But he was very well established, and it was a big promo deal, and it worked great for him, didn't it?
Right. Well, what's his last? We have time for one more here.
This one is called As It Should Be.
As It Should Be here on KUMD, Michael Monroe.
Side by side, with no fear of who is standing near. Our roots are intertwined. What's yours is mine. We're all just reaching for the stars. And one they named Sol, the sun, on Terra we draw our life from. She sees us all on earth as one, boundaries none, life and light for all. We could take a lesson from the trees. We could take direction from the breeze. We could take a moment to see everything is as it should be. Changing poison into air, growing branches where we lose all our cares, living. And though this old poplar fell, it's living on with a song to tell. So can we make harmony from the people falling needlessly? We could take a lesson from the trees. We could take direction from the breeze. We could take a moment to see everything is as it should be. We could take a lesson from the trees. We could take direction from the breeze. We could take a moment to everything is as it should be. And as the
rises high and casts the shadow of a leaf on my eye. I know I don't have to try to understand the mystery in a sigh. We could take a lesson from the trees. We could take direction from the breeze. We could take a moment to see everything is as it should be. We could take a lesson from the trees. Everything is as it should be. We could take direction from the breeze. Everything is as it should be. We could take a moment to see. Everything is as it should be.
Talk about that song.
Oh, man. I love trees. I'm a professional tree hugger because I'm hugging trees and getting paid for it. And the poplar, bird's eye poplar, and the birch from the bottom of Lake Superior and the spruce on this guitar inspired that song, as well as just my love for trees since I was a kid when I would climb them. And now when I hike through them, I look at them and they're doing just great and they don't have any worries and they don't go anywhere. And they thrive and turn into beautiful things. And even when they die, they're not really dead. I mean, this guitar is a living thing. It changes as I play it. And it responds to what I'm doing. And it gives me ideas. And so I just, I love trees.
It helps living up in the woods, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you really still do a lot of national work out there. I just was looking, and you did the, I know this is a number of years ago, you did some of the music for the PBS Chasing the Light.
Yeah, Chased by the Light.
Chased
yeah.
by the Light. And then you must collaborate with artists up here. If it's about Jim Brandenburg, he's up there too.
Yeah. Yeah, we collaborated on, I did all the music for the video and then ended up putting out an album because it was my first soundtrack and I loved the what was inspired by his photography. What came out of my musical heart. And so, it's been great to do some collaboration. I've been doing some stuff in Canada lately, and we're going to the East Coast in the fall. And I played for Clean Power Day on the steps of the Capitol in California, which was a really cool deal.
Nice,
they used all renewable energy for the show. And
oh, wow.
Which is what I used to record in my studio up north.
There's something about you, especially just your guitar and the songs. You really bring a piece of northern Minnesota with you. And
yeah.
You can really feel
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's totally gotten into me. As much as I love Hawaii and love to go there sometimes in the winter, I love the winters and all four seasons, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here today, Michael.
Well, thanks, Maya. It's been a pleasure.
More information on Michael Monroe can be found online at michaelmonroe.info. There's information on all his all his albums, so many albums, really.
Yeah, I've got nine now.
Nine, wow. And the latest, Live at the Cedar. And, of course, you can see him play today at UMD's Market Day in the Plaza, coming up in just half an hour.
Cool.
2 to 4. And that's today, along with all the other market things going on. The highlight, Michael Monroe playing live outside. Beautiful outside day.